Test 3. Section A. 1. I'm trying to find out how this dishwasher works. The manual is in French. I can't wait for Bill to translate it for me.
Don't worry, Mary. I can do the dishes before the machine starts to work.
Question. What does the man mean?
2. The doctor said if I kept smoking, I would increase my chances of having a heart attack.
Did he suggest reducing weight, too?
Question. What does the woman think the man should also do? 3. The people next door are making so much noise. I just can't concentrate.
Why don't you stay at the library? It's much quieter there.
Question. What does Tom mean? 4. This is hopeless. These figures still don't add up right. Let's do the calculations over again.
Yes, but why not do them tomorrow? It's very late now.
Question. What does the woman suggest they do? 5. To collect data for my report, I need to talk to someone who knows that small city very well. I was told that you lived there for quite a long time.
Oh, I wish I could help, but I was only a child then.
Question. What does the woman imply? 6. Are you moving into a new house? Need a hand with those boxes?
That's okay. I can manage. They look big, but aren't very heavy, actually.
Question. What does the woman mean? 7. It's good you brought the books back.
I thought you might need novels at the weekend. Thanks for letting me use them.
Question. What do we know about the woman from the conversation? 8. Do you want to turn on the air conditioner or open the window?
I love fresh air, if you don't mind.
Question. What can be inferred from the woman's answer?
9. Hi, Michael. I can hardly recognize you. Why are you dressed up today? Are you going to the theater?
No, actually, I just had an interview at the photo studio this morning.
Question. What do we learn about Michael from this conversation?
10. Good morning. What can I do for you?
I'd like to have my emergency brake fixed. The car rolls when I park it on the hill.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Section B.
First reading.
The importance of agriculture in China. The development of agriculture and the balance between food and population are China's fundamental economic problems. The classical histories praise emperors for devotion to agriculture, and much of China's modern history is the story of the unfolding struggle to feed a peasant population, which has been growing steadily. Today, although agriculture accounts for only a quarter of the gross national product, it is still the main determinant of the standard of living and the principal occupation of at least 70% of the population. Agriculture also determines the progress of industry, because industry needs both agricultural raw material and food for its workforce. The failure of agriculture to supply raw materials and food halted and later reversed the industrial progress of the 1950s. After 1960, new emphasis was placed on agriculture, and the slogan, "Agriculture is the foundation of the economy," has remained a central Chinese economic policy ever since. In addition to the direct links between agriculture and industry, there is an indirect link due to the relationship between agriculture and foreign trade. Flourishing agriculture not only promotes exports, but also reduces the need to spend foreign exchange on imports of grain and cotton. Therefore, it enlarges the capacity of the economy to import machinery and commodities for industry.
Second reading.
The importance of agriculture in China. The development of agriculture and the balance between food and population are China's fundamental economic problems. The classical histories praise emperors for devotion to agriculture, and much of China's modern history is the story of the unfolding struggle to feed a peasant population, which has been growing steadily. Today, although agriculture accounts for only a quarter of the gross national product, it is still the main determinant of the standard of living and the principal occupation of at least 70% of the population. Agriculture also determines the progress of industry, because industry needs both agricultural raw material and food for its workforce. The failure of agriculture to supply raw materials and food halted and later reversed the industrial progress of the 1950s. After 1960, new emphasis was placed on agriculture, and the slogan, "Agriculture is the foundation of the economy," has remained a central Chinese economic policy ever since. In addition to the direct links between agriculture and industry, there is an indirect link due to the relationship between agriculture and foreign trade. Flourishing agriculture not only promotes exports, but also reduces the need to spend foreign exchange on imports of grain and cotton. Therefore, it enlarges the capacity of the economy to import machinery and commodities for industry.
Final reading.
The importance of agriculture in China. The development of agriculture and the balance between food and population are China's fundamental economic problems. The classical histories praise emperors for devotion to agriculture, and much of China's modern history is the story of the unfolding struggle to feed a peasant population, which has been growing steadily. Today, although agriculture accounts for only a quarter of the gross national product, it is still the main determinant of the standard of living and the principal occupation of at least 70% of the population. Agriculture also determines the progress of industry, because industry needs both agricultural raw material and food for its workforce. The failure of agriculture to supply raw materials and food halted and later reversed the industrial progress of the 1950s. After 1960, new emphasis was placed on agriculture, and the slogan, "Agriculture is the foundation of the economy," has remained a central Chinese economic policy ever since. In addition to the direct links between agriculture and industry, there is an indirect link due to the relationship between agriculture and foreign trade. Flourishing agriculture not only promotes exports, but also reduces the need to spend foreign exchange on imports of grain and cotton. Therefore, it enlarges the capacity of the economy to import machinery and commodities for industry.